Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herdon phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's Nolan?
Yes, it is, Nancy.
How are you?
Oh, I don't know. I think I must always be behind. I guess that's just, you know, but it always seems new. I'm always surprised. I'm always, you know, got more stuff to do than I can. And
I know. I can identify with that.
Yeah.
Life is going on and just keep getting more backlogged.
Right. So I just lift everything up to God and just say, you know, let them drop through my fingers, you know, whatever, doesn't matter, you know.
Joan, I'm not able to get on the internet, and I've missed several days of the call.
Oh.
But have they said that the website is down where we cannot get on?
No. Yesterday they, not yesterday, let's see, the last time I was on was Tuesday.
That's the last time I made it, but at the very end. I came in at the very end.
Oh. Yeah. I really should only come on Friday to take a list of everything that what goes on so I can go back in and, you know, at least have a chance of catching up on things. But I hate to miss today. I hate to miss, you know. And then, you know, then I hate to miss others, too. So that's sort of my story.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
What else is that I wanted to talk to you about?
Okay. Oh, Ruth, if you were speaking, we couldn't hear you.
I was just kicked off the telephone. I had to call back in. Yes, I had to call back in for people if that happened to them. I mean, it just went dead.
That happens around here sometimes. It happens other places, too, but it does happen.
Okay.
It has happened to me in the past. But, Ruth, I can't get on the WebEx. Is that something that's going on now where we cannot link in like we
normally do? I'm on right now. It's just fine here. In fact, it was one of the smoothest transitions. Sometimes I have to fight with a little bit, but...
Well, and on Tuesday, I couldn't get on. So what comes up is the Meekin site for joining a meeting. So I wonder how that happens. Let me try again.
I'm going to forward you a letter from, it's one that I had sent out about a call for Rick, but the WebEx is the same place. So what I'm going to do is open that up and forward it to you, and it's got a click on the bottom.
Okay.
It's a guard for help, and you just put in our same numbers. Don't pay any attention to his passwords or anything. All you do is go down three-fourths of the way down and click on the click. I hope it will work for you to do that. But
one else has experienced this where it refers you over to the Meekin meeting site?
It is a Meekin meeting. It's Meekin. We're joined with Meekin in this, so I'm not sure.
Yes, mine just started to do that recently. If you adjust up, when you come to that page, up on the upper left corner, it says search. Just type in the word Williams, and then hit search, and it will come up, and then it'll take you to the where you can, says join, and you click on join, then like we used to.
Oh, okay.
And as a place that says my meeting, you might try clicking on my meeting. So you were getting into the site?
Well, I was fine, but it kept referring me over to this Nixon post meeting type page. Let me see in William.
Someone you're dragging your phone around, or I don't know exactly what, but it's kind of noisy.
Ruth,
yeah.
This is Margaret. If you're having trouble getting in, I typed in Williams, and I came to your to all of your presentations.
Wow, well, good. Yeah. That's really good to know from you guys. That's very helpful, so that we can tell other people that.
I don't know why it changed. I haven't been going through that, but that's the way I managed to get in.
Yeah, I noticed that there's one more screen that comes up first from before. I think that's what Bonnie was referring to. And I go over on the far right, and it just says something about meetings. You click on that, and that takes me over to the other screen that we used to have, or something very similar to it. I got in really smooth that way for the last few days. Sounds like there's several ways to get past that first screen.
Sometimes I just push the backward arrow, and it will take me back where I want to go. It tells me all these different directions, like you're saying, and then I just push the backward arrow, and it goes back, and I can find the join or the start. So, good morning, everyone. Anyway, well, we'll let Nancy work on our screen a little bit. We'll go ahead and talk about our good morning things we talk about sometimes. And that would be to ask if there's anybody on the phone that is new and joining us. Is anyone new there? Or long gone and now returned? I've heard several of the a lot of chimes, so I wish you all have a good morning and welcome you to the call. And I'm going to take a minute and turn off those chimes and invite you also to come on the WebEx. And you can get on the WebEx by going to ybhurton.com or .com. That's the letter Y, letter B, H-U-R-T-N, not H-U-R-T-N. The reading instead of talking. Why be heard?
Different types or different ways of exercising regarding our intake of food before or after or whatever. And so they're talking about how a lot of people hate to get into an exercise program because of the time spent. And this is kind of going back to what we spoke on last week about the interval training, with the high intensity interval training. But he says, this is from Dr. Mercola, and the key is peak fitness, or as he calls it, the high intensity interval training, which also goes by other names such as anaerobic or burst training, which he has discussed on numerous occasions over the past couple of years. Danish researchers were quite surprised when they realized that exercising for less amount of time, even without using high intensity type of training, still produced greater weight loss without making any planned dietary changes. According to the old adage, the more calories you expend during exercise, the more weight you should lose. But for many, this theory never seemed to hold true as they continue to struggle with their weight despite spending several hours a week in the gym. We now know that high-intensity interval training can give you better results in 40 to 60 minutes a week compared to 5 hours of conventional aerobics. But here, the major surprise was that 30 minutes of exercise beat out 60 minutes of exercise at the same weekly frequency in terms of weight loss. And then it goes into talking about how we can find our particular, as they put it, the Goldilocks, you know, the one that fits us the best. So the evidence is in just enough exercise boost for overall energy levels, referring you to be more active during non-exercising hours, taking stairs, getting out of your office chair more frequently, walking longer distances. Too much exercise might actually lead to an increasingly sedentary lifestyle outside of exercise hours, most likely due to a combination of exhaustion and inadvertently eating or snacking more to compensate for the high calorie expenditure during exercise. He says too little or none will obviously not do you any good at all. You may recall he recently wrote about a study that concluded exercising in the morning did not lead to increased food intake or food craving, which seems to be in direct contradiction to the findings in today's featured study. But let's keep in mind, he says, the devil is in the details. In the current study, mildly overweight men who exercised at a moderate pace for about 30 minutes until they burned 300 calories based on their individual metabolic rate experienced a boost of energy and overall activity levels and did not increase their food intake. Obese women who exercised at moderate to intense pace for 45 minutes in the morning were also found to be more energetic and active during non-exercising hours and did not subsequently increase their food intake either. The men who sweated out for 60 minutes instead of 30, however, did not increase overall activity levels during non-exercise hours, and they ended up eating more. Then, as reported by the New York Times, at the end of the 13 weeks, the members of the non-exercising control group weighed the same as they had at the start, and their body fat percentages were unchanged, which is hardly surprising. On the other hand, the men who had exercised the most, working out for 60 minutes a day, had managed to drop some flab, losing an average of 5 pounds each. The scientists calculated that this weight loss, while by no means negligible, was still about 20% less than would have been expected given the number of calories the men were expending each day during exercise, if food intake and other aspects of their life had held steady. Meanwhile, the volunteers who had worked out for only 30 minutes a day did considerably better, shedding about 7 pounds, a total that, given the smaller number of calories that they were burning during exercise, represents a hefty 83% bonus beyond what would have been expected. Finding your sweet spot includes knowing which foods to eat and which to avoid. The research...
Shall we talk a little bit first?
Sure.
I want to check up and be sure. You had, right at the first, you said short bursts of exercise more effective than extended. And was that 40 to 60 minutes a week?
Yes. They said it was, can give better... This high-intensity short burst can give better results in 40 to 60 minutes a week compared to 5 hours of conventional aerobic a week.
Okay, so divided by 7, that's not very many minutes a day, 40. 7, if it were 53, that was... Am I making that noise? My phone's not moving. I don't think so. So be careful about sliding your phone around on the counter or whatever. I'm not sure what that's causing now. But 60 minutes, if you said 63 minutes, then you'd be 9 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm. That falls right back to what we spoke on last week, that little 10-minute deal. So that's good to know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I have to admit, that's essentially what I do. But you also are comparing or talking about exercising in the morning. And did you say that exercising in the morning then was better than, like, I exercise more often before bedtime than I do in the morning? Mm-hmm. I'm running up and down the stairs and all around, but...
They are talking about it, exercising in the morning, but, you know, he's got a little link here that you can, and I did not refer over to that, and he goes into more detail maybe on this exercising in the morning.
So he didn't compare? Make the comparison. Okay. Maybe if we can ask up in.
But then I also rode bicycle quite a bit, which probably helped a lot. But I continued that pattern when I came back to the United States because I was just used to it and doing mostly burst type stuff because I don't have enough time. So I want to get the exercises done so I can get out the door and do whatever I'm going to do. And I read in Dr. Mercola that that's really a great idea. And I stopped taking any sugar. He said that it is such...
Here. Kind of.
It seems to work. It seems to work, so.
And what he just said confirms what we needed to know, that, you know, once he came back here and changed those few things, then the pounds kind of added back on. So.
Well, I changed my diet when I came back, too. That made a big difference, I think, too. So, anyway, I'll be quiet now. Let you go on, Nancy.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the different foods. Oh, and I did go back while Doug was speaking, and there is he's got more to read up on as far as the exercising in the morning. So when you all get this link, then you can get more details there. Got where I was. Let's see.
You were going to tell us now about the food. You were kind of transitioning.
Even if they're freshly squeezed. Well, for breakfast, I have always had either a piece of fruit or juice, so this has been doing that wrong. Additionally, it would be wise to consider skipping breakfast. You can review the article that he wrote online here. This is a form of intermittent fasting, and he believes it is one of the most profound.
We get Dr. Pedersen, and he tells us to get up and drink a quart and a half, 2 quarts of water in the morning, and then go for an hour walk. And that really helped drop the pounds for me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
Then come home and eat breakfast.
I'm sorry.
I've always been a person who did not want to eat until at least 11, and it just almost made me feel ill to do so. Since I've switched to only eating like eggs, avocado, and tomato, or something similar of the like no carbs at breakfast, I'm so satisfied all day, and this just is really working for very well for me. But I think there are different types that. I think everybody ought to try this. Either having that little fasting period always made me feel good.
I found a lot of what is being said confirmed. I learned it in an entirely different way. Again, I'm one of those people, I tested my blood sugar throughout the day. And among the things I learned, just think about this, okay? You get up in the morning and you don't have a whole bunch of sugar in your bloodstream to activate your, you know, give energy to your cells. And if you eat, you will get some sugar into your bloodstream from the food you just ate. If you don't eat, your body will go and get some glucose from the fat. Okay? I mean, it's simple. It's very thinking. So I found that, you know, my blood sugars would tell me, when I didn't eat, my blood sugars would go up anyway. Well, where's it getting the calories? It's getting them from the fat. I'm thinking, this is what I learned about the body. Number one, it loves routine. You know, so it knows what it has to do every morning when you get up. It knows, hey, I don't have to come up with sugar from stored fat because this person's going to give me, you know, Hostess Twinkies or something.
You know what, though, Joan? I think that every single person has to really listen to their body.
Absolutely.
And so then we have to know, okay, I'm hungry now. I better go have something to eat. Fasting time is over this morning. And the other thing is, I think it isn't Dr. McCullough who has this little test you can take to see which kind of a person you are. And I rated either to the mixed type, not to one who is really on the high protein. And I think that apparently my body doesn't make prime protein somewhere. If I don't have it, I just crash. And so some people, like Dennis, he hardly ever eats any protein. He does great on just on the carbs and that type of thing. So I think we really need to get acquainted with our own body and feel that one program is not necessarily the same for everybody. So
right.
Listen to the body.
Mm-hmm. He's also talking about how your diet affects the HGH, the human growth hormone production. If you do this interval training, if you're doing high intensity interval training, you will naturally boost your production of human growth hormone, a fat burning, muscle boosting hormone. But if you consume fructose within 2 hours of exercise, you will effectively negate this highly beneficial effect. In essence, if you don't pay attention to your diet, you may be wasting an awful lot of time in the gym. That's interesting. For 2 hours after you exercise, we should not have fructose. And then he goes in.
Can you say that again? If you don't.
Sure. If you're doing this high intensity interval training, you will naturally boost your HGH, which is a fat burning, muscle boosting hormone. But if you consume fructose within 2 hours of exercise, you will negate this highly beneficial effect. So it just kind of throws everything off if we have that fructose. And it's hard for me to have a meal without some piece of fruit or juice along with it. So need to start changing some things. But see, a lot of times, and I guess all of us have experienced when our high energy is during the day. I experience that in the morning, but then around 4 o'clock, I have another burst of energy. So maybe that's when I should be doing my exercising, because that would definitely be between meals. So that's why they call this the sweet spot. You have to find your own sweet spot as far as how your body is affected with the exercise and the foods that we eat.
And Nancy, if in the way that I learned myself, what I would do when I had the good energy, the high energy, I would immediately take my blood sugar, because that's where my body likes my blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So then he's, according to this, HGH magazine, that's got different examples here telling how people, these studies that were done with like a 2010 study in the Journal of Applied Physiology showed that eating low-carb meals after aerobic exercise enhances your insulin sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
This is highly beneficial since impaired insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance is the underlying cause of type 2 diabetes and a significant risk factor for other chronic diseases such as heart disease. So, Joan, that's going back to what you were talking about.
That's exactly what I learned without, you know, just by direct observation and, you know, nuking around, you know, tweaking things and low carbs, higher fat and protein. I mean, then the standard diabetic, here's how to manage your, you know, advertising that the Diabetic Association puts out.
Another thing they say here in this HGH magazine, if you miss reaching the HGH release during workout, you will still receive the calorie burning benefits from the workout. However, you'll miss the HGH synergy bonus of the fat burning for 2 hours after working out. So I'll be sending this link to Ruth, and you all can read up on all the rest. But one of the, I'll sum it up here with, one of the mechanisms that makes intermittent fasting so effective for weight loss is the fact that it, like the high-intensity interval training, provokes the secretion of HGH. So that's what we need to be striving for, is to that focus on is what our body needs, and that increases the energy expenditure while decreasing insulin levels, which allows the stored fat to be burned for fuel. Together, these and other factors will turn you into an effective fat burning machine, especially if you incorporate it with high intensity interval training. Please either continue on this next time, or you all can just
Yeah, I just missed, and there's somebody that whose microphone is too close to their mouth because I can hear every time they exhale. But I missed, there were two things that a high release of HGH. Okay. One is during workout. What is the other one you just, it was in the sentence you just, the long sentence you just read.
Okay. One of the mechanisms that makes intermittent fasting so effective for weight loss is the fact that it, like the high-intensity intermittent exercise, provokes the secretion of HGH.
Okay, got it. Intermittent fasting.
Suggesting here and see where our sweet zone is.
Well, doesn't that make you wonder about the snacking?
Yes, it does. And I've so often seen, back when I would lower our energy levels, so we... And,
yes. That's your body is still talking to you and is telling you, don't do that.
And then after watching that video, Ruth, that was sent out to everyone, that is quite an eye-opener. And, of course, then we begin to wonder when we feel this way, or is it because we've ingested some of these GMO foods without knowing it? And so...
that's a whole other subject, and Mary Lou sent me in a little short one, which I'm so excited to watch, but to get everybody, so we need to really do the Healthy Child, Healthy World parties and show that little clip.
Right. Monty, what are the key figures that you use besides clear mind and your energy level?
My blood sugars.
Your blood sugars. Okay, good.
Well, you know, I think, you know, that being a diabetic, and I guess, you know, once an alcohol, always an alcoholic, well, once a diabetic, always a diabetic, you know, I can certainly adjust my diet exactly what you're saying in regards to the carbs. You know, I can pump myself up to 300 real fast by just having some pasta or spaghetti or whatever. So I personally just have to learn to control my carbs. And if I don't control my carbs, then I weigh, and I also, my blood sugar levels are high at night. So I appreciate what Dr. Mercola is saying, but I also appreciate what Ruth has said, is that we got to find out what works for us, and I just do the opposite of what is being said. I look at it this way. I go to bed, I don't eat anything after 6 o'clock at night, so by the time I get up at 6:30, at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, in my mind, I've had a 12-hour fast. So what I do is I just do the opposite. I have a good-sized breakfast, and with a lot of protein and eggs and whatever. And then in the afternoon, that seems to satisfy me through most of the day, where in the afternoon I have a very, very light lunch, and then when I go to my evening, that's when I have my normal dinner, which I shouldn't say normal, it's not quite as big as usual, but that's where I get into my salmon and my proteins and have very, very little carbs at all there, and I seem to be on a better track of losing weight, and my blood sugars are usually, when I go to bed at night, they've been running anywhere from 111 to 120.
Wow.
So, by eating that way, so I just got to find out what Ruth said and what works for me, and I think that's what we all have to do.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do what everybody else does. It's like what we're talking about, clarity of mind, energy, how do you feel? You know, if you eat certain foods, you feel lethargic, and, you know, you've probably got a insulin problem somewhere.
Yeah. And that's the importance, Donna, of the journal, okay? Pick something, okay? Pick energy level. Pick blood sugar level. Pick taking naps or not taking naps. Pick something and use that as the measure of you're on the right track. Or alter your behavior around, you know, to fit that goal. And journaling is only... I mean, my memory is selective, you know. if I leave it to memory, I would say that I could eat a banana split, you know, without much trouble for a long time, many times, you know, and I can't. I have to actually check it out.
Okay, I think our time is about up. Did you have anything else that you would like to share with us, Nancy, before we close?
Well, I think that's about it, but there is a lot more that he's got on this, so I'll send that newsletter link and everyone can read the rest of it. But
did everybody get the turmeric tea, the turmeric milk recipe?
I haven't forwarded anything. I haven't had a minute to forward anything to anybody. So now hopefully I will get them done in the next couple of days. I do have a really heavy schedule.
Okay.
Sooner or later, you'll get them.
Good deal, good deal.
Okay. All right, everybody. Good discussion. Thank you very much. That's a very good topic, Nancy, and very good information, I think, between what Nancy taught us and our discussion. We had a great call. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.